Elizabeth Rifkin, the last name is R-I-V-K-I-N. Number one, this patient is evaluated by the rheumatologist, Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. And he has decided to put the patient on hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams every day in combination with 5 milligrams of prednisone, period. The patient has improved significantly. The pain in the lower extremities has improved and is getting to the point that she can exercise. She has lost 4 pounds, period. The main concern that the patient has is that he cannot characterize her disease. He cannot call that lupus or mixed connective tissue disease or any other entity. He thinks that it's just plain inflammation. Period. Number two, the patient is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. Interestingly, the estimated GFR has increased to 48, she's CKD 3A with a creatinine of 1.2, a BUN of 23, and a protein creatinine ratio that is completely negative. There is no evidence of proteinuria, no activity in the urinary sediment. The patient is very stable from that point of view. Following number. The patient has arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today, 133 over 70. This patient, after the pain got controlled, the blood pressure got under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is supposed to continue taking the medication for the cholesterol. That is 213. Excuse me, supposed to be taking the medication to control the cholesterol. The latest determination of the cholesterol, the total was 219. The patient is advised to pay attention to the amount of fat. Industrial production of food is discouraged. Plant-based diet with low sodium diet with the fluid restriction is highly recommended. Triglycerides 143, LDL is 112, HDL is 81. Following over hyperparathyroidism, during the last visit, we established that the patient has a PTH of 46 with a phosphorus of 4 and calcium of 9.4, period. At this point, there is no need to take any action. Following number, a remote history of CVA in 2018 without any sequels. The patient is very stable. For that reason, we are going to give an appointment in 7 months. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and the documentation 7 minutes.